Welcome to episode 3 of our conversation with Vance Stevens. In this final section, Vance describes the importance of teachers modeling technological innovation to other teachers. Vance also gives some technology tips. Finally, Vance underlines the need for teachers to be playful and exploratory with new technology.
Well, another thing, I was thinking of some way that you could pull them into an online environment and get them interacting, but it's also very important to model or have somebody who organizes this to be modeling with them how they should be teaching or how they should be interacting with each other, because that's also part of the strategy, is that the problem with the tools are very daunting and difficult to use. Or they appear difficult to use. It turns out they're really not. But when people think they are, if you have someone saying you should do this, you should do that, but the person isn't doing it, the people who are in charge of the process need to be modeling the interaction that they expect from the teachers. And so this is, I think there have been studies, small research projects showing that teachers who were modeled to, were very much more comfortable with technology than teachers who were taught more didactically. And
so a mentoring model might be very effective,
yes,
where you turn your early adopters of technology into mentors of some kind?
Yeah. And the people who are organizing it, like, for example, you might have a meeting in Illuminate or Big Blue Marker or Google Hangout or whatever is available. And so you get people together in this meeting, and the first time they're there, they're sort of surprised that they can do it, because webcam, microphone, so how do I do this, But it turns out once they're in, then it's so simple, And so I think just getting people together and showing them that they can do that much, and then maybe having an e-portfolio approach where you expect teachers to maybe demonstrate or keep a reflective blog or something like that, to where, and of course the person who's going to suggest that should be blogging himself. So that's what I mean by modeling. So I suppose if I were to organize something as myself, I'd probably, well, actually I do this. I set up wikis and blogs. I've got a kind of a formula for it. I call it do-it-yourself learning management system. So it uses wikis, blogs, Google Hangout or something like that, and basically puts together a mashup of different tools that get people interacting, and using tagging to organize the links that you're finding that are useful for the group, or to pull together content if you have different people creating materials for the group. Then you can, if you tag them, you can aggregate them, and then you could have the students do the same thing. So the students find things of use to the group, they tag them, and these can be aggregated. There's some really interesting sites,
yeah,
like Spezify.com. If you have a group tag, you're tagging your tweets, put a few photos up in Flickr and tag them, and then pretty soon your Spezify page, Spezify/#/your tag, starts filling up with some interesting artifacts, and it forms a collage. So there's lots of really, or Flickr, you can have people tag photos in the different parts of the provinces and put their photos up. Then you can use something called taggalaxy.de. That's taggalaxy.de. And that will bring Flickr photos into a globe, which can be spun with a mouse, and you can actually make a nice logo from that. So, little things like that just make
great
people...
Great tools out there, right?
Yeah. The people see, the personal... When pictures are involved, and people see the things that they might do or comment on becomes a part of the mishmash. So they can learn how to game it, in fact, and how to put their ideas forward through tagging, stuff like that. So
you really need people to just start playing.
Yeah, that's right. And
playing might be the best word for it, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, actually, there's some interesting books on that. There's Playing with Media by Wesley Fryer. He's just put it out. That's a nice... it's an e-book, actually. He's a proponent of this idea that you need to play. And also Graham Stanley and Kylie Maurer on the British Council. Graham's writing a book on gamification. And there's Susan McGonigal, who's she can find her on TED Talks, also very much into games and how useful they are. So there's a lot of interest in gaming. In fact, actually, the Horizon Report for 2012, I think, puts game-based learning something in the second tier horizon, which is like within 10 years, we're going to be looking at 3D browsing and games. That's on the horizon as the way learning will be structured.
So there's lots of great tools out there now, and more in the pipeline.
Yeah, it's all intriguing, and people like to, when they find out how useful these things can be, just by sharing information, by digging out the information themselves. Then, it just brings everybody up.
Right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Vance.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
Please enjoy the rest of the conference.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks. This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.